I have a question for you. Do you honor God with your body? You say, Derek, have you been following me around at the grocery store? Have you been checking my exercise regimen or lack of it? Did you notice that I fell asleep in church last week? No, but I noticed that the person next to you fell asleep last week. I can see you from here. But no, I haven't been snooping around in the shadows. I still, though, want to ask you that same question. Do you honor God with your body? You know, we live in a culture, a throwaway culture, that many people just see their body like a cheap disposable container that they can abuse however they want, and it won't really matter. But the Word of God tells us that your body is not just some kind of piece of trash. In fact, the Word of God tells you that you are of infinite value and calls you to honor God. Maybe you wish your pot was a little better looking, but to honor God with your body. The Apostle Paul talks about healthy Christians honoring God with their bodies in his letter to the church in Corinth. And I hope you brought your Bible with you, because there in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we find a word not only to the Corinthians, but also to us. A practical word, which I pray would bless your life today and also mine. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm so happy to hear that you brought your Bible with you, I invite you to join us looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. There, Paul, speaking to the Corinthian believer, says, "Do you not know that your body is what? It's the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own." Now, he was not making this up, guided by the Spirit. He was repeating what Jesus had said. When Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, he will send you another comforter to be with you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He will be with you and he will be in you." Paul says, yes, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Notice verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 6. "For you were bought at a price." You were bought at a price. He's referring to the gift of Jesus coming to this earth to redeem us. To redeem us, not so that we would just trash this container. No, he says, "You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God, honor God in your body." He goes on in chapter 10. Look at that text with me, chapter 10 of the same 1 Corinthian letter. And he says it's more than just, the context of chapter 6 is sexual purity. He says it's more than just sexual purity. You see, the Corinthians would go up to the temple of Aphrodite and would indulge in defiling behavior with cult prostitutes. He says the temple's not up there. The temple is here. Your body is the temple. And I'm not just speaking to you about sexual purity, as important as that is. But notice 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31, Paul continues. He says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to what?" Same word, honor or glory of God. He says, I want you to honor God in your body because you were redeemed at an infinite price. And God wants your body to be the temple of his Holy Spirit. You know, our early pioneers would talk about the health message. Did you ever hear that? The health message. What they were talking about is precious guidelines that were given to us to help us to care for our bodies, that we might honor God with our bodies. And I want to talk about some of those precious guidelines, laws for better health, natural laws, that will help you to honor God with your body. Not so that you'll say, and if I do it well enough, then God will love me. No. He already does love you. He's redeemed you. But he says, you're redeemed at a price. Honor me with your body. It is the temple of my spirit. So I want to look with you. This may be a review for some. For some of us, it may be new. Maybe you want to write this acronym down. That means a letter of the word represents another word. And the acronym is New Start. And we're going to look at 8 laws that will help you to enjoy better health. But first, the text again. Will you all read it with me off of the screen? Let's read it together. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? You don't just trash the container and say, that's my body. You want to follow natural laws to care for your body, because you were redeemed at an infinite price. So here's the N of New Start. If you want to write these down, the N stands for nutrition. What kind of nutrition? Well, good nutrition. And that is an essential building block for a healthy body. You know, it's a wonder the way some of us eat that we're still alive. Really? It's just a testimony to God's incredible power in creating us so healthy. I was in a cafeteria line at a college some years ago, and I turned, it was a salad bar there and fruit and just an abundance of good food. I turned around and there was a young man with his food tray. He had Kudos, cookies, and a soda on the tray. And I made a comment about, I was a professor there, I said, you know, good nutrition's good for your body and your mind to help you. He said, oh, it's okay. I had Fruit Loops for breakfast. I just bit my tongue. Fruit Loops? If you want to experience optimum health and honor God who's redeemed you and wants His Spirit to be in you, you need to have good nutrition. Now, I'm going to give you one sentence as a guideline, and I want you to apply it to your life. I believe that good nutrition is the best food that's available to you. Does that make sense? The best food that's available. When I was a little boy, I only got an orange once a year, Christmas, in my stocking. I lived on a little island off the coast of Europe. We didn't get a lot of oranges. Now here, I could buy bags of oranges. But wherever you live, you want to get the best nutrition that's available to you. Is that right? So I'm not going to say, well, if you don't eat enough carrots, God doesn't love you. No. Get the best nutrition that you can. The ideal? Well, in the book of Genesis, it was a vegetarian diet. Adam didn't have to run around saying, find something to club for lunch. Fruits and nuts and grain, you know, it was good food. But I have a friend who lives in Iceland. He'd need to be a millionaire to get the big salad bar and the fruit. So you know what he eats? Fish. But fresh fish, and not garbage collectors and scavenger fish. But he eats the best food that's available to him because he wants to honor God with his body. Does that make sense to you? All right. And you could go to fast food. I know we talked about that in healthy lifestyles. Food you don't even have time to chew. But if most of it's fried, what's it going to do to your body? It's going to fry your body. Or your brain. But if we want to honor God with our bodies, get the best nutrition that you can. That makes sense, doesn't it? Well, let's look at the E in New Start. N, nutrition. E, for exercise. Now, some generations ago, probably physical exercise was just part of everyday work. You worked on the farm. You cut down trees. You didn't have to come home at the end of the day, put spandex on, and work out in front of a mirror. You worked out. You needed one of the other natural laws we'll come to later, you know. But a lot of us, we live such sedentary lifestyles, we need to intentionally exercise. Yesterday we had some new carpet put in our house. Thursday's my day off. The day before the carpet man came, I had to empty 6 rooms of our house, of everything, furniture, books, everything. By the end of the day, I was struggling with a bad attitude. I'm like, I hate stuff. I have too much stuff. But I worked out. I actually felt pretty good at the end of the day. And I slept like a baby because the rest of the laboring person is sweet. And at the end of the day, I didn't need to go, okay, got to go to the gym. But there are many days that I don't get, and perhaps you're the same. We come to the end of the day tired, exhausted, mentally, emotionally, but we've not got that good activity that's going to help us to enjoy health. Are you following me? So we need to, as my wife and I love to take a walk. We try to walk every morning, pray together, talk together. It's good for our relationship too, but it's also good for our bodies to get exercise. Take a swim, go running if you've got the knees that are up to it. But find some way. If not, run in the pool, you know, water aerobics. But good exercise is essential both for the health of your body and of your mind. So if you want to honor God with your body, you want to follow the N for what? Nutrition, good nutrition, and the E for exercise, and the W stands for water. Lots of water on the inside and on the outside. Well, let's talk about the inside. Help me, someone. How much water should we drink if we're going to really function at an optimum level? Half your body weight in ounces. I heard that, half an ounce for every pound. That means some of us should drink a lot of water, right? 6 to 8 glasses is what they used to say. Now they're saying a little more than that. How many of you think you drink enough water? Okay, Eunice, is it just automatic or do you have to concentrate to get that much water? You have to make a decision because we get busy in the day and we don't realize. And by the way, you ought to drink not just when you get thirsty, but plenty of water. Is that right? Now, if you don't like the taste of the water out of the faucet, you can buy distilled water for 67 cents a gallon. Be thankful that we live in a country where there's an abundance of clean water. My wife and I went on a mission trip to Kenya some years ago. We had to filter all of our water in the shower. Most of the folks local were getting the water out of the river and doing the laundry in the river and doing other things in the river. And I came home very grateful for clean water. But do we drink enough of it in order to function well? Well, you think about that and you maybe do a little inventory and see if you're getting the water you need to experience optimal health. Not again so God will love you if you drank 10 glasses, but because you want to honor Him with your body as His temple. Well, water on the inside, also on the outside. Do you know you're a nicer person to be around if you take baths and showers? You smell better. I think Christians ought to smell good, don't you? No. Let me tell you about Jesus. Oh, you know? No. Water on the outside makes you feel good too, sense of well-being. So make sure you're using plenty of water on the inside and on the outside. Well, that's the NEW, nutrition, exercise, and water. The S stands for sunlight. Now, I have to tell you, when I was little, I thought that meant covering yourself in coconut oil and laying out under the sun until you looked like a lobster. I have since found out from my dermatologist that that's a perfect preparation for... That's not good. So we're not talking about that kind of excess where you burn yourself. What we are talking about is opening the blinds, drawing the curtains, being outside to exercise rather than in a dimly lit room, getting that benefit of natural sunlight. Have you ever met someone who gets depressed when they don't get enough sunlight? Huh? Do you know anybody? You know what? I think it's true for all of us to certain levels, isn't it? But for some folk, whoo, boy, you don't get enough sunlight, and it really affects them. But I think all of us, the benefit then of exercising outdoors, where we can get lots of natural sunlight, will be an added blessing. So enjoy that as another step towards enjoying a healthy body. Well, the T in New Start stands for temperance. I like that picture of balance right there. Temperance means moderation of what is good and abstaining from what is harmful. Moderation in the things that are good. Food is good. A few nuts, I'm told, is good as part of a diet. But if you sit down in front of the TV as a couch potato and eat a can of salted nuts, is that good for you? Too much salt? Too many nuts? It's going to affect your body. Water is good. You get too much water, you could drown or turn into a prune. So good things in moderation. Does that make sense? But also, we want to avoid the things that are harmful. Now, most of you probably, when you thought about this presentation, thought, oh, he's going to go on about the things I shouldn't drink and the things I shouldn't snort and the things I shouldn't inhale. Well, you know what? You've got a brain. Even unbelievers know that some harmful stuff is going to mess up your body, mess up your head, and probably mess up your life. Does that make sense? But you come to church, you seek Jesus, you experience healing day by day. We're not talking about having to have everything perfect in order for God to love you. He redeems us by His grace just where you are. Amen. But He wants you to honor Him in your body and to have a clean vessel, which is the temple of His Spirit. Well, that's the T in new start. Now the A for air. And we've got fresh air. What a blessing. You know, there's some parts of the world where you don't get much fresh air. I said my wife and I like to walk in the mornings, and we were walking, looking for pure air in Southern California. It's hard to find. You know, you have these little oxygen cafes, you know. Have you seen those? They have those in Hong Kong and Tokyo, oxygen cafes. You know, you go and buy something fresh. We were walking one morning, and we saw this horrible brown cloud rolling through the valley. Now, the optimistic local said it was coastal fog. It sure didn't look like coastal fog to me. I lived on an island where there was plenty of fog. That stuff was brown, and it was rolling through the valley. I'm sorry for people that have to live in that kind of air. You know, when you drive down into it, you don't see how dirty it is. It's when you come up out of it and look down, and you go, I want to breathe that? No. Here we've got fresh air. But fresh air alone is not the only answer. I need proper what? I need to learn how to get that air inside of me. And that's where exercising in fresh air with sunlight is a great way to go. Get outside and enjoy the blessings of fresh air. Another essential for good health. Well, the R. I like this picture, don't you? New start. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air, rest. Rest. Do you know from studies about sleep deprivation how many hours of rest we really need to function well? How many? 7 or 8? 8 or 9? We don't yet. Yeah, no, don't tell me 12 or 13. Solomon says, go to the ant, you sluggard. You always wanted to sleep. But you need enough rest. You say, well, I only get 6 hours. That's probably why you're so grouchy. You'd actually accomplish more if you got an adequate amount of rest. It's essential for good health. So get the rest that you need to rejuvenate yourself. Get the strength to be able to really maximize the activity that you're doing. Rest is essential. And by the way, remember the text, the rest of the laboring person. And if you don't have a heavy physical type job, get some exercise so that you really have had a good workout and your rest can be sweet. Rest is so important to us. And so if you need to take a nap right now, go ahead. But don't snore. And then the last T in New Start is trust in God. You see, even if everything is perfect physically for you, you're doing all the things you should, good nutrition and exercise and lots of water inside and out and sunlight and the benefits of that and temperance, moderation of good, avoiding the harmful and fresh air and rest, you still are not balanced. Because we are both physical and spiritual, inextricably linked together. And we need that relationship with God to be truly healthy. Isn't that true? We need that relationship with God. Jesus told us that when we trust in God, my peace I will give to you. Not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled. He says, I'll give you peace. And what else will I give you? I'll give you rest for your soul. Come to me when you're weary. And you'll find rest. So as we trust in God, we can experience health for our bodies. A health that honors God. A health that says my body is not just some kind of cheap disposable container that I can trash however I want to. But it is a precious gift. Yeah, it may not be the cutest looking pot, but it's precious to God. Redeemed at an infinite price. And the temple of His Holy Spirit. Well, let's review those laws together that will help us to enjoy better health. And by the way, if you're doing all of these, wonderful. But if there's some things that you said, well, I forgot about that, just put it into practice so that you can enjoy fullness of health as a healthy Christian. So let's review. The N stands for? Yep, we want good nutrition. That's going to help us. The best food available to us. Don't judge someone else. Say, well, you know, if you really love Jesus, more broccoli. Get the best you can. All right, the E stands for? Exercise. And if you're heavy activity, you know, you've done it. You can just look at the other laws. But if you've been sitting around, or sitting at a desk all stressed out, get some good physical activity. It will help you experience good health. The W?
Water.
Water. Lots of water, inside and out. Wonderful blessing from God. We need to experience that blessing, all right? The S stands for? Sunlight. Yeah, not frying yourself with coconut oil, but getting out and enjoying the natural sunlight, enjoying the outdoors and the blessings of God's creation. The T stands for temperance. And that's where I want to moderately enjoy what's good and avoid the things that will destroy my body temple. All right, the A stands for? Want to get lots of fresh air, breathing well too, getting outside, enjoying the beauty of God's creation as I enjoy lots of fresh air. And then the R stands for? Yes, we need to get adequate rest. We are sweeter people when we have enough rest. And more productive, I believe, if we have the rest that we need. And then the final T stands for? Trusting God. Because when we seek God first, all the other things we need are added to us. We can enjoy the blessing of being a healthy Christian. Do any of you recognize this man, Eric Little? Such an inspiration to me, I have a hard time sometimes sharing his story. He was born in China, the north part of China, to missionary parents. And it became apparent quite young in his life that he had a special gift from God. He once said, God made me fast, and when I run, I feel His pleasure. Eric became known while still in his teens as the Flying Scotsman. Some of you say, I remember that. The story was told in Chariots of... And here this wild Scotsman, wanting to honor God with his body, had the national record in Great Britain as he came to the 1924 Paris Olympic Games. A record that would stand in Great Britain for 35 years. 100 yards, prepared to run the 100 meters in the Olympic Games, only to find out that the heats, that's the races before the final, the heats for that 100 meters were to be held on his Sabbath. And Eric Little decided that it was more important to honor God with his body than to win a medal. A space did open, though, in the 400 meters. It was not his race. He barely qualified for the final. And there he was before the 400 meters, Olympic Games, 1924, Paris. And Eric Little walked and he shook hands with each of the other contestants. You see, he wasn't running for Eric Little. He wasn't running to win a medal for Scotland or Great Britain. Eric Little was running to honor God with his body. He shook hands with him, and then the gun fired, and he took off. His running style, very unorthodox. Arms thrashing, head bobbing, looking towards heaven. Feet lifted high as he ran. Someone asked him one time, how do you even know when you get to the finish line? He said, the Lord guides me. And there he ran. For the honor of God. I guess it really doesn't matter how he finished the race, does it? It's more important to honor God with your body than where you finish in the race, isn't that right? But just in case you're interested, Eric Little finished 5 yards ahead of the silver medalist. set a new Olympic and world record that day, running to honor his Creator. Didn't end there for Eric Little. The next year, he went to China as a missionary, and he gave his life, sharing the good news about Jesus, who redeemed us at an infinite cost. That it matters how we take care of this body, because it's the temple of his Spirit. He had one last race to run. 1945. Eric Little was dying in a Japanese internment camp. But I imagine that the Lord brought a text to him, not yet 43 years of age. Another text the Apostle Paul had written when he said, "I've fought a good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness," not just a gold medal, "a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but to all those who love his appearing." So in a culture, a throwaway culture that we live in, that says, your body is just a cheap disposable container. You can do whatever you want with it. You know, if you want to go without sleep, you can. And if you want to put junk in it, you can. And if you want to live an immoral life, you can do all of that if you want. This is your body. Scripture says, no. You are not your own. You were bought at an infinite price. You were redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord. So honor God with your body. I brought a reminder for you. Maybe you wonder what was under here. This is communion of a different kind. I brought some little pots for you. You're a busy executive. It's easy to skip lunch. You're so busy. Or work late even though you're tired. It's easy to not honor God with your body when the junk email comes on your computer. But I want you to take one of these little pots today, and I want you to set it at your office. You'll say, "What's that?" He said, "That's to remind me to honor God with my body. That's to remind me that this body of mine is not a cheap, disposable pot. A piece of trash. But it's the temple of God's Spirit. And I want to honor God with my body." I want to invite you, sisters, if you're in an important position, wherever you are, in an office or working in a hospital, or maybe in the greatest work of all, which is training children to know God and love Him, I want you to take one of these. I want you to set it somewhere. Some may need to set it by the refrigerator. Some may need to set it by the television or the computer. Some may need to set it by the bookcase. I want you to have it by the place of prayer to remind yourself to honor God with your body. And I want to challenge the young people here today. We live in a culture not much different from Corinth, a culture that's gone berserk, where people defile their bodies in search of pleasure that they never find. God calls us to honor Him with our bodies. So I want you to take this when the service is over. We got 1,000 of them this morning, so I hope there'll be one for you. Please don't take a collection and start a little garden. Just take one. But not one per family, because each person has to make a choice. You say, what about the children? If they're old enough to hold the pot, you let them hold one and you tell them what it means. Because what better time to honor God to start when you're little and be like an Eric Little who said, I want to honor God in my body. And I pray that this would be an encouraging reminder to you of how precious you are. to your Creator and Redeemer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your amazing love that you redeemed at an infinite cost. We thank you that you want us to let our bodies be the temple of your Spirit. And I pray that practical counsel from today would remind us, not that we would do things to earn your love, but because of your great love, we want to honor you. Bless each person as they come to take one of these little reminders and to commit again today to honor you in their body. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International Copyright 2005, all rights reserved. To order additional CDs or audio cassettes of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, call our toll-free order line, 1-800-233-4450. For international calls, dial 717-652-7000. You may also download our latest catalog or order from our secure website at www.americancassette.org. If American Cassette Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now to send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your letters and ongoing financial support are greatly appreciated. This year, 2005, we are celebrating our 30th anniversary, 30 years of faithfully maintaining the integrity of the Three Angels' messages. American Cassette Ministries is not a one-man band. It is an orchestra. The speakers associated with this ministry are all on the same page. There is no theological compromise here at ACM. We're helping prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.